This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a great Saturday in the district. You get three local shows before the Nationals get underway. And if you're a big Nats fan, I got great news for you. 15 minutes. They're introducing the number one overall pick, Eli Willits. You will hear that press conference right here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. My name is Denton Day. I'm excited to be with you for 3 hours and some change. You can find me on Twitter at the Denton Day. We got my man Wes running the ones and twos on the other side of the glass. If you want to chime in on any conversation we have today at 800-636-1067, he will take good care of you. We do have a lot to discuss, including Likegate. That's a real thing that took place on social media yesterday. Terry McLaurin allegedly liking some posts. Did not tag him on Twitter, but allegedly liking some posts. I don't think that he actually did, but we will dive into that. They were posts about the team not posting his wedding pictures yesterday. He got married in February. They didn't post his wedding pictures in July. They did post it in February when he got married, which is how I know he got married in February. So we will discuss that. This is going to be a heavy Terry McLaurin show because that's the biggest piece of news right now coming out of Ashburn, or that we are hoping is going to come out of Ashburn, because we want Terry McLaurin to get paid. At least most of us do. I personally want Terry McLaurin to get paid. I think it's a matter of when, not if, Terry McLaurin is going to get paid. But we have reached the point in the summer where we are now starting to hear a lot of different things from a lot of different people, all who claim to be in the know about this contract negotiating process. Now, some of this, half of it, maybe more than half of it, was brought on by Terry himself. He had media availability following a commercial shoot earlier this week. Should not have done it. This was a bad PR plan. The idea, I understand, you want to take the narrative and put it into your hands, but the problem that they had, at least with that specific move, the press conference was like 35 minutes. It should have been 10. And because it was 25 minutes longer than it should have been, you had a little bit of talking in circles. It came off as maybe a little bit more emotional than the plan was to be. And, you know, in 10 minutes, you can get a lot off your chest in 10 minutes with the proper amount of emotion and still leave people wanting a little bit more. In 35 minutes at a press conference, nobody wants more after that. Because really, after about 15 minutes, you're like, all right, I'm done with this. I don't need any more from the speaking body, especially in this instance, because he'd already said what he had to say. So they do this presser early in the week, and now this is a nonstop topic. A nonstop topic because he got in front of a microphone. Now, he said he wants to be here. I believe him when he said it, because he very easily could have said that he did not want to be here. I do think that, like, there's a lot of people that have tweeted at me, again, at the Denton Day, there's a lot of people that have tweeted at me and say, I don't think that Terry wants to be here. I do think he wants to be here. I think that's why you have a press conference after a Eastern Motors shoot. He understands that your job is your credit, but he understands that Eastern Motors is a very important brand to those of us in the DMV, to those of us that are fans of the Commanders, Washington football team, and back in the day, the Redskins. Admittedly, I don't know where Eastern Motors is. I've never driven past Eastern Motors, but I know the slogan. You know the slogan. Your job's your credit. We all grew up on those commercials. So he understands the importance of that brand. It's also important to point out you're not doing an Eastern Motors shoot and then asking for a trade. This is the Commanders car brand, effectively. So you're not going to do that shoot and then ask for a trade. I firmly believe that Terry McLaurin wants to be here, but because of the approach that he took, he has now opened the floodgates for a lot of information to be exposited on social media, and not all of that information is accurate information. The more this week has gone on, the more I am starting to see parallels between Terry and his contract and when Jaden Daniels was going to be the number two overall pick, but we were upset at Topgolf and the team taking all of the quarterbacks to Topgolf, and the agent had liked some tweets when you could still see likes. He retweeted some things and said he was very unhappy. He even made a couple of tweets, Jaden's agent, this is, about how weird it was that the team took everybody to Topgolf. And we lost our mind over that. Did the Commanders lose out on Jaden Daniels because he thought Topgolf was weird? They draft him. Someone asked him about it, and he said it was fun hanging out with everybody. I didn't think Topgolf was that weird. And it was an eye-opening moment because it was like we just wasted probably a week and a half everybody losing their mind about the Topgolf thing. And Jaden Daniels himself was like, yeah, it was fine. It was cool. I got to hang out with some people. I got to be competitive. And if you've been to Topgolf, food is pretty good, especially when it's on the company card. Food's expensive, but the food is pretty good. I'm hoping that this, in a week, 2 weeks, we'll look back at this particular week with Terry and the Eastern Motors and have the same feelings. Like, wow, we really lost our minds for no real reason, no real good reason at least, because of this whole debacle. I would pay Terry right now 3 years, $96 million. I'd give him 3 years, $96 million, quick math, that's $32 million per year. That doesn't reset the market, but it puts him at a number that I am sure he would be comfortable with. He said this week at that press conference, I want to feel like I'm valued. Well, here's 32 million reasons why we value you. That's a hard thing to turn down. I don't think he's turning down $32 million. So he'd feel valued at $32 million. And $32 million in 3 years is not going to be a hefty price tag to pay. I think Terry has probably three good seasons left in him, like three really good top-level wide receiver seasons left in him before eventually you're going to have to find a new wide receiver one. You know, you got 32 years old. He's turning 30. By the way, he is not 30 now. I think that's something that has been lost in translation, a little bit lost in this weird game of telephone that we've been playing. Terry will be 30 years old this season. He is not 30 now. He turns 30 in September. So that just needs, I just want to point that out. I got a call yesterday. I was doing the Kevin Sheehan show on the Team 980. Somebody called in. They said, Terry's already 31. He is not 31. He's 29, but he turns 30 in about 4 or 5 weeks. 2 months now, really, actually. It's probably 6, 7 weeks. So he turns 30 this season. If you sign him 3 years, $96 million, you pay for two really good seasons in the next 2 years with a quarterback in Jaden Daniels that is far and away the best quarterback that he has ever played with and arguably the best quarterback he will ever play with unless this guy signs with, like, the Chiefs or Cincinnati in his age 33 season, which is probably not going to happen. So he's the best quarterback that he has and will ever play with. You get 2 good years, and then we can do this again in year number 3 of the contract. And at that point, you kind of understand, I'm just hoping as a 33-year-old or a guy entering my age 33 season, I'm just kind of hoping to get whatever I can. You know, he said he bought a house here. If you bought a house here, you want to stay here, right? You want to stay here. So I do believe that Terry McLaurin wants to be here. I believe that the team wants him to be here. We will play some sound for you over the course of the next couple of hours as to what national figureheads are saying about the money that is rumored to be in the discussion for Terry and his contract. Spoiler alert, it's a little bit less than the $96 million over three that I just said. Because if that was across the table right now, that would have been signed immediately. They just need to get there. We'll play some sound for you as far as what the numbers are rumored to be. But coming up next, we're going out to Nats Park. Introductory press conference for Eli Willis, the number one overall pick in the 2025 Major League Baseball draft. He will talk. He's going to get in front of a microphone. You will hear that press conference in its entirety when we get back. Don't go anywhere. It's 106.7 The Fan of the Team 980, Denton Day on NDC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Radio station 106.7 The Fan. Thanks for giving us a part of your Saturday. I'm Bob Carpenter, longtime TV voice of the Nats on Masson. And on behalf of all of us, the ownership group and everybody, we'd just like to really thank you for being here and look forward to a special couple of minutes in the history of our ball club as we look forward. You'll hear from them later, but I did want to introduce our interim general manager, Mike DiBartolo, and the first overall selection in the 2025 MLB player draft, Eli Willits. Welcome, gentlemen. And the Willits family is here in full force. Mother Amber, if you want to raise your hand when I introduce you, feel free to do so. Father Reggie, 6 years in the major leagues with the Angels from 2006 to 2011. And Reggie, I did notice that during that time you got to play in postseason three different times. That's pretty cool. Brother Jackson and his wife Abby, and brother Hunter and his girlfriend Reagan. I did a little research on Fort Cobb, Oklahoma last night because, as some of you know, I've lived in Oklahoma for 49 years. I'm up in Tulsa. And according to the 2023 census, there are 504 people who live there. And it's great to have half of them in this room today. The 2020 census showed 528, and I'm wondering what happened to those other 24 people. They must have graduated from Fort Cobb High School and gone on to big and better things, which is where Reggie played. And, of course, that's where Eli is playing as well. So it's so great to have the family here. Some other introductions, special welcomes to several members of our Nationals ownership group, our managing principal owner, Mark Lerner. Ed Cohen is here. Jay Greenberg is here. And Alan Gottlieb with his wife, Roxanne. Alan is our CEO of Lerner Sports Group. So with all that having been said, Eli, it's now time to officially welcome you to our organization. We're so glad you're here. And Mike has your first, and I mean first, Washington Nationals jersey. Mike?
Congratulations. Welcome them to the Nationals family and Nationals Park. We've been keeping our eye on Eli for a few years now, and every piece of feedback we got was outstanding. You know, everything we heard, everything we saw, just blew us away. So Eli earned as the number one overall pick in the draft. He's a tremendous hitter with a great approach at the plate, an elite defensive shortstop, and what really separated himself is the way he plays the game, with his maturity, his confidence, his work ethic, and who he is as a person. You know, there's a bonus that he comes from a great baseball family, and I want to congratulate the person and the player into the Nationals organization. I want to thank our scouts, our scouting leadership, Danny Haas, Brad Selick, Reed Dunn, as well as our scouts across the country who played a role in making this selection, as well as our baseball operations staff, everybody that played a role in bringing Eli to the Nationals. I want to thank Brian Minitti, Eli's agent, for his role in the process as well. Eli, congrats again. We couldn't be more excited about what lies ahead for both you and the Nationals, so we're thrilled. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Eli, go ahead.
I'd just like to thank the entire Lerner family for giving me this opportunity. I'd like to thank Mike DeBarlo and the entire baseball operations team. I'd like to thank Danny Haas and the entire scouting department for giving me this opportunity. And I'm just excited and ready to get to work and just enjoy being a national.
Thanks, Eli. We'll open the floor to questions. We have mics from Nick and Daniel floating around the room, so just raise your hand and we'll call on you. Please announce your name and your outlet, too, when asking the question.
Hi, Mark Zuckerman from...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.